Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his gates with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. He has made me glad, he has made me glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. And that he is Jesus Christ. And our Father, our Father, Lord, we thank you. We give you glory, we give you praise, we honor you, we magnify your name, we thank you, we exalt you. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. There is none like him. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Oh, God, we bless you and honor you today. You are so worthy to be praised. We don't have enough tongues, glory to God, enough time in life. Lord, I give you praise and give you honor that's rightly due you for all the great and mighty acts you have performed, all the promises that you say is yet to come, and all the things, glory to God, hallelujah, we've already experienced in you. God, we thank you that your word is true. God, help us, glory to God, to keep that mindset at all times that we'll be able to bless you, praise you, and magnify you in the valley as well as on the mountaintop. So, God, I bless you and I honor you today. Oh, it gives great pleasure to come in your presence, to give thanksgiving, and to come boldly to the throne of grace, hallelujah, to obtain mercy. We thank you, Lord God, for your renewed mercies every morning. Oh, God, we can't thank you enough. Lord, I thank you for your visitations. Hallelujah, it's given us an opportunity to come together on one accord to even pray, to intercede, glory to God, to war on the behalf of your people. And even for those, glory to God, that we're calling in into the kingdom by, glory to God, that anointed that you've given us to go out and witness in the hedges and the highways to compel men to come unto you. God, we thank you for that anointing. We thank you, Lord God, for even in the midst of our situations, and we don't always yield and avail ourselves at all times the way we should, but your mercy and your grace, we thank you for it. We thank you for the power of forgiveness. So God, as 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Not only that, as far as the east is from the west, how you'll forgive, ah, you forget in the name of Jesus. So give us that mindset not to keep rehearsing what we done been through, what's going on in our lives, what the enemy is saying, what we are feeling through our emotions. But Lord, help us to relieve your report. What is your word saying about us that we're fearfully and wonderfully made? Oh, you're transforming us into the image of Christ. God, we bless you for that. We thank you, glory to God, for every opportunity. Even in the midst, glory to God, of fighting through, glory to God, pain and agony and disappointment and glory to God, and struggles and challenges, glory to God, with finances and challenges with people and challenges with ministry and challenges, glory to God, fighting to hold on to our healing and our deliverance. God, in the midst of all, we thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your word that we can call upon your name and have the faith and the confidence to know that you're going to answer. And glory to God, no matter what the enemy is saying, glory to God, we can stand on the promises of the Lord that added rich and maketh no sorrow. So God, help us to keep that mind, to set our affections on things above, where the rust and other things and the moss can't corrupt. And glory to God, that we'll cast these cares and concerns, that we'll be in a place to seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness. And you say everything else will be added. Oh, God, I give you glory. I give you praise. Oh, I can't thank you enough. You are so wonderful. You're so mighty. Hallelujah. God, help us to get in a place that we'll love on you with all our heart, mind, soul, and body. But God, not only love on you, you said love over to God, our neighbor, as we love ourselves. We got to love our enemies as we love ourselves. We got to be in a place that love like you are loved through the agape. And the only way we're going to get to that place is our relationship. So, God, we are praying for one another, for our relationship to get in a binding, stronger, glory to God, more glory to God, faithfulness unto you and confident and be in a place of commitment and dedication and our allegiance to you. God, help us so we won't be a people of lip service. God, I thank you for those that are standing firm and standing strong, that keep praying, that keep interceding, that keep glory to God, calling on your name and standing in the gap for others and standing in faith where I believe in for a change in their own lives, so not to be conformed to this world, but God, how you're teaching us, glory to God, through your word and renewing our mind and transforming us into your image. God, we glorify you and magnify you. What a mighty God we serve. That's a miracle in itself. For the things that you brought us out of darkness into the marvelous light. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. For some of us, glory to God, were so caught up in what the world was saying and what was going on and the agony and the pain and the destruction and all the things that the enemy was trying to do to destroy us, for us, glory to God, to not to know you. But God, I thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, for giving us another chance and another chance. Even after we got saved, God, even in our era, thank you, Lord God, for saving and delivering. Thank you, Lord God, that we have an advocate we can call upon. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, you're so marvelous, so wonderful, so wonderful. We can't help but give you glory and praise. We thank you, Lord God, because if it had not been for Jesus on our side, where would we be? Hallelujah. We would have been, glory to God, out there the enemy would have destroyed our lives. He would have used us to destroy our lives as well. But God, because of your mercy and your grace, we thank you, Lord God, for that love you gave us to love you back. God, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for mercy and grace. We cannot, hallelujah, praise you enough. We cannot, hallelujah, send up enough glory to God, praise unto your name because of what you do. Thank you that we can be assured in your promises. We don't have to wonder about it because you're not a God that you should lie. Your hand is not too short that you can't deliver. So no matter what, glory to God, we just want to be an expression in the earth, an expression about the glory of God, an expression, glory to God, about the power of God, the expression of you, glory to God, about the image and the anointing, glory to God, and the promises of God. Help us, glory to God, to renew our mind in you. Help us, glory to God, to be a persistent, a pursuing, a perseverance vessel, glory to God, that you can download, that you can transmit, glory to God, your anointing in. God, we love you today. We appreciate you. I exalt thy name, O God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, when I think of your goodness and all that you've done. Hallelujah. Can't help but say praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Oh, when I think of your promises and that you are so, glory to God, faithful to your word. God, we can't help but say thank you. God, I thank you, Lord God, that you've given us a mindset to know, glory to God, that you want us to have a vision. You want us to have dreams. Glory to God, as the thief came to steal, kill, and destroy. But you want us to have vision. You said without a vision, the people perish. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we don't want to be in a place that we don't have no restraints. We're running wild or we're like a wild weed or whatever like this, a runagate. We want to be, glory to God, a people faithful unto you, that you can get the glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for teaching us how to press through when our bodies are going through. Hallelujah. When our mind is going through because of the different things that are just causing us to try to be turmoil with this and that. Glory to God. But I thank you, glory to God, that you bless us with the mind of Christ, helping us to learn how to cast every care, every concern back unto you. Oh, glory to God. I bless you tonight, God. I give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit. When we don't know how to pray or what to pray for, he intercedes on our behalf, making that divine connection with the Lord our Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. I bless you tonight. I thank you for your healing power in the spiritual realm, in the physical realm, in the emotional, in the mind. Hallelujah. Whatever, glory to God. Help us to be in a place that we never cease from praying. We never cease from giving you glory. We never cease from glory to walking in love. We never cease, glory to God, for walking in forgiveness in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you, glory to God, for your power, for your anointing. We bless you tonight, God. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. I want to be in a place, hallelujah, that you are pleased with this vessel. And that means more and more drawing nigh to you, and you say you are drawing nigh to us. We can't afford to let the enemy steal our inheritance, and we can't afford to give it up either. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Most High God. Jesus, you are so wonderful. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Ha, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ha, glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. He gives power. He gives us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Because you said that in your word in Luke 10:19. Hallelujah. We have to be assured to know, no matter what the enemy's schemes are, no matter what he's plotting to do, no matter what he's doing right now, no matter what we're experiencing, God, we got to hold on to your word that you're going to change some things and you're going to rearrange. You know how to make the crooked path straight. Romans 8:28 say all things work together for good for those that love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Hallelujah. We have to enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Enter his courts with praise. Hallelujah. No matter what is going on, help us learn to praise you and magnify you regardless of what the situation is saying. Hallelujah. And John 14:14 says, if you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. The word ask could just as easily be translated as demand to be done. We just thank you, God, that we can stand on your word. We can speak what your word says. We can decree and declare what your word says. But by your grace, by your mercy, God, we believe in you and your own time and on your own, glory to God, timing that you will, glory to God, manifest yourself. So we just bless God. Help us, glory to God, to know that we have the power to bind and to loose, to tell the devil, get hands behind us. But we got to make sure that we got clean hands. We're walking, glory to God, upright before you and making sure that we repent so there won't be nothing hindering the prayer when we come in the presence of the Lord. Oh, I'm just so excited about the Lord. Just want to exalt him for a little while we're waiting for the prayer warriors to come on. But whoever is on now, we're just going to go with whatever the Lord is saying. So in the meantime, we have a reading and a scripture reading that we will do while we are waiting on the other prayer warriors. And if they don't show up in a little bit, we're going to pray and we're going to move right along. Hallelujah. I thank the Lord for even the charge because I've been under the weather all day long. But the power of the anointing, when it's time to get in God's presence, he will blow our minds and he will do things and give us that supernatural energy we need to do to get his job done. Here's the purpose. And we got to be able to sacrifice and deny this flesh and get in a place where no matter what, because the spirit is willing, but the flesh over to God is weak. But nevertheless, if we still rely on the Lord, he'll give us that strength to be able to carry out his mission. Because he didn't tell me, as I said earlier, hallelujah, to cancel. So regardless of what this flesh is feeling like, these sinuses and the rest of his body got to line up. We thank you, God, for healing and wholeness and life and strength. Amen. Romans 12, under mercy, he's talking about, 12:1-2, I will beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, thank God for his mercy, that we present our bodies, and it says your bodies, a living sacrifice, holding them acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Then it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what we want to make sure, that we're in the will of God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Most High God. And the other scripture reading will come under grace, will be coming from Hebrews 4:16. Let us then fearfully and confidently and boldly draw near to the throne of grace, the throne of God, unmerited favor to us sinners, that we may receive mercy for our failures and find grace to help in good times for every need, appropriate help and well-timed help coming just when we need it. And that scripture will relate back to 16, when we look in King James, that was amplified. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. And God is a present help in the time of need. Bless the Lord. And our reading, glory to God, for the night, coming out of Jesus Calling Bible, is renewing your mind. Rest in the stillness of presence while I prepare you for this day. Let the radiance of my glory shine upon you as you wait on me in confident trust. Be still and know that I am God. There is both a passive and an active side to trust in me. As you rest in my presence, focusing on me, I quietly build bonds of trust between us. When you respond to the circumstances of your life with an affirmation of trust, you actively participate in this process. I am always with you, so you have no reason to be afraid. Your fear often manifests itself in excessive planning. Your mind is so accustomed to this pattern of thinking that you are not only becoming aware of how it is and how much it hinders your intimacy with me. Repent of this tendency and resist it. Whenever you realize you are wandering down this well-worn path, return to my presence, which always awaits in your present moment. I accept you back with no condemnation. Hallelujah. Psalms 46:10 and Romans 8:1. Praise the Lord. As a matter of fact, we just read 8 Romans. No, we read 12:1. But praise the Lord. We thank the Lord that there's no condemnation in the end. Glory to God in God. We thank the Lord. Hallelujah. For tonight, bless the Lord for coming in his presence. And as I said, we're going to pray for whoever's on the line after that. We're going to release the line early if need be tonight. Amen. We're not going to prolong the time. We thank God for being in this presence now. And as we prepare now, I know Mother Freeman is on the line, and I believe that Mother McCormick is online. Praise God. So we're going to pray, and then I'm going to ask tonight, I'm going to ask Mother Freeman just to say a little short prayer for us tonight as she prays some things concerning blessing the body of Christ. And Mother McCormick, I'm going to ask you to pray tonight for our, I think I'm saying for the nation and for our presidency, and I don't know, I keep thinking about the youth for you. So I may change that around. Praise God. But in the meantime, Father, I do thank you tonight, and I give you glory as we come in your presence again, just blessing you and honoring you. We do thank you, glory to God, for leadership now in the body of Christ, and we're praying, glory to God, for the body of Christ itself. God, we know, glory to God, there's a lot of disturbance of division and confusion and chaos and prestige and power struggles and even hurts and disappointments and unforgiveness and all kinds of things the enemy is using tools to whatever door has been opened. Because you said a house divided against itself or a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. So he's using these tools, and we're praying for those doors to be closed, that we'll walk in the love of God and walk in the forgiveness and the love, glory to God, not of flesh, filial. We want to walk on the love, glory to God, of the agape of Jesus Christ. So, God, we're praying for a healing. We bind up every satanic and demonic force of the enemy for chaos and confusion. We pray, glory to God, conviction upon the heart for repentance, glory to God, because everything is not the enemy, because you're telling us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We got to take that word on and let it transform us, let it cleanse us, let it deliver us, so we can walk in the promises of the Lord, so we can receive what God has, so we can set our affections on things above, not on things below. That's why you said, seek first the kingdom of God and all this righteousness, and everything else will be added. So we won't be walking by sight, we'll be walking by faith, and we won't be walking by feelings and emotions, we'll be walking by faith. We're walking, glory to God, in the truth, and that you are the truth, the way, and the light, and we got to walk according to what your word says. So God, I'm praying for healing and deliverance for the body. I'm praying, glory to God, for those that have been hurt and been abused and accused and ostracized and criticized, that they will cast those cares upon you, that you will heal and deliver them. Glory to God, they will also look and see what area that I left the door open, and even some things that's beyond their control. I'm praying, God,
for you to bless, so the enemy won't come in and go around and have them with a bad taste in their mouth, because those that are hurting, whether they're in their family, whether it was in ministry, whether the things over to God that they were provoked to do because they were in a compromising situation, or they got hurt because of this situation occurred or that. Oh, God, there's so many things the enemy is using for people to be walking in hurt and disappointment and hurt and go over to God in confusion and hurt from this and that and all kinds of things that we don't even have enough time to even name. But God, I'm praying, glory to God, for deliverance, especially in the body of Christ, that they know what your word is saying, but because, glory to God, not anchored down, or even they've been hurt, glory to God, so many times that a door has been opened that the enemy is taking over now and making them feel like, glory to God, what's the use just existing and not living. But I'm praying that the fire come back in them, that they'll be fired up again. Let the fire burn out those things, glory to God, that's contrary to your word, but a fire to be in them, glory to God, to lead them, to draw them closer to you in the name of you. God, I'm praying that the body of Christ will, in areas that we are short in, that we'll lay aside every sin and every weight so easily beset us and run this race with patience in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. We got to run like the athletes, and we got to take off those weights too. We got to be able to run, glory to God, and be persevered so we can obtain the prize that you have for us in the name of Jesus. There's a work that you have called us into that we got to be about our Father's business. We know we have an enemy to contend with, but God, we have to keep our eyes fixed on you and trust you, glory to God. Allow you to speak to us through the Holy Spirit. Glory to God, don't override him. Don't, glory to God, allow ourselves to get caught up in our feelings and our emotions. So, God, I'm praying right now for our healing, for deliverance, for encouragement. I'm praying for forgiveness. Ah, oh, let's run in like a cancer. And glory to God, we got to forgive. We got to let go. Oh, glory to God, I won't forgive. I'll forgive, but I won't forget. No, you haven't forgiven. Hallelujah. We're getting to them, like rehearsing things and having it coming over and over in your mind, playing it back. You can't get forgiveness if you keep playing that CD or that tape or that record over and over and over and over, or reading the same thing over and over, like what hurt me, what I went through, instead of reading about what the word of God says, allowing that word to get in that heart to cleanse and to break and the shackles and destroy the yokes and break the chains. Oh, glory to God. Oh, from childhood, from adulthood, all in glory to God, relationship or in from ministries or things with businesses or whatever the hurt or the pain or whatever the enemy has caused you, glory to God, to be so hurt by, even if it was a mistake that was made, that you forgive yourself and forgive whoever, glory to God, provoked you to get into the situation, but acknowledge the truth. God, I'm praying, glory to God, for those where the enemy has fought them so hard and so hurt that I'm caught up in drugs and alcohol and illicit sex or they turn back around and got other things that are causing them, glory to God, to look for a substitute in the place of God. And some that then turn their back and don't think God loves them anymore and don't think there's no way out. But I come against every satanic and demonic force that will make people think, glory to God, that our God is not sit on the throne, that Jesus is still not saving and delivering and healing and binding up the broken heart and setting the captive free. We come against every device of the enemy that's lied and said, glory to God, it is not so and it's not possible. That I bind it up and take authority and command it to loose from them, especially the spirit of loneliness, even at this time. But we're going to come up with suicide and murder and all kind of other things that don't transpire, or loss of this, or loss of that. Even for some, glory to God, that lost their loved ones, to think, glory to God, there's no other way. There's no way out. Oh, God, for those, glory to God, that everything was their husband or their wife or their children or their job or glory to God, whatever it is the enemy has used because the fact of a door was open. And glory to God, some, it didn't even have to be a door open that way. It was just the fact that the enemy just attacked them and they think, glory to God, there is no way out. God, I'm praying for healing. I'm praying for deliverance. I'm praying for the openness. I'm praying for hope to return. I'm praying, glory to God, for faith to return. And for those that don't know you in the part of their sins, I'm praying, glory to God, that you will open their ears, open their eyes, and help them to wake up and recognize, glory to God, there is a Lord, there is Jesus Christ. He's the only one, glory to God, that can save. And glory to God, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. No matter what man says, that he's not there and he doesn't exist, it does not change what your word is saying. Because you're the truth, and facts can come all kinds of different ways. But glory to God, your word is the truth, and we're standing on that promise. So God, I'm praying for healing. Because I'm praying for those for their joy to return, for some, glory to God, happiness to come back in life, but not for just something to happen to have happiness, but the joy that passed all of that, glory to God, where peace can pass all understanding, or when people look at circumstances and situations we're going through, and they're amazed because it's a God on the inside that's keeping us and keeping our mind and keeping us through this. That's why the peace that passed all understanding will keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Oh, God, so I'm praying right now for some of those that need that at this time. For those that are lonely, that need a husband, or need a wife, or glory to God, and looking for love in all the wrong places, God, I pray for them to wait patiently on the Lord and be of good courage and let God strengthen their heart so they won't get a gold dealer. They won't get a beater. They won't get somebody destroying their lives and turning their lives upside down just because they had a briefcase and a chain around their neck, or because, glory to God, they're speaking a word or a real prophecy or whatever. Ah, God, help them know, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How can two walk together unless they agree? And glory to God, it got to be from the Spirit of the Lord that God put it together. If God didn't put it together, hallelujah, they're going to be on seeking sand. It's going to be turmoil and trouble down the road. Oh, don't let them be, because, glory to God, I'd rather marry than burn. You can burn, glory to God, and hallelujah. Oh, somebody tap it, and glory to God, and then after that night or that week or that month, glory to God, I don't want nothing else to do with it, and you're still burning because you can't get it. Hallelujah, and they're laying right there by you. Oh, God, help us to get to a place that we listen to the voice of the Lord and help him, glory, help us, glory to God, get to the place that I hear and I obey. So, God, I'm praying, glory to God, Lord, don't let your people be deceived, because you said, I'll not have you ignorant of Satan's advice, but some people are deceived because they want to be, and some are because they're rebelling against what your word is saying, because the flesh is crying out louder, hallelujah, than what the spirit is, because if you ain't feeding that spirit man, hallelujah, that natural man, glory to God, going to rise up, and he's going to rule the house, hallelujah. So, God, I'm praying for the body of Christ, so we can be an example, we can be a light, because we may be the only Bible somebody's read. We got to be the walking epistles in the name of Jesus. And God, where we show that, let us get in our prayer closet. Let us get over to God and cry out and let go of whatever those things, not to just bury it and push it back and be a more than a conqueror here, or triumph over here, victorious over here, but this other thing, keep glory to God, knocking us out of the water. In the name of Jesus, we need your help. We need glory to God to be honest and earnest with you, so we can be glory to God, a faithful people. We can be a committed people. We can be a dedicated people. We can be glory to God on the hill with the light shining, that people glory to God may be able to see the Christ. Hallelujah. No more I but the Christ. No more I but the Christ. No more I but the Christ. God, we need you like never before. In the name of Jesus. So God, we bless you and we honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus. So God, we thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for the power of your anointing. We thank you for change. We thank you for victory. We thank you, Lord God, for your loving kindness. We thank you for turning some things around, that you're going to get the glory and that you're going to get the praise. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise the Lord. Amen. Ah, praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Mother Freeman, as the Lord bless you, the pray some things over to God for the body of Christ, for those that are trying to walk right, and even for those over to God that might be in a place and so forth, trying to hear the voice of the Lord, that you just pray a little short prayer just to bless them, to hold on to courage, hold on to faith. Mother Freeman, you there?
Hello?
Hello, Mother Freeman?
Yes. Hello?
I said, did you feel like praying a little prayer just to bless those, to hold on to faith?
I didn't understand you. What is it now?
I said, do you feel up to praying for the people of God that might be going through some things, is to hold on to faith?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. You feel up to praying for that, and then Mother McCormick can pray about the youth afterwards. And then if no one else comes on the line, we're gonna pray for the prayer requests tonight. Okay, so you want to pray to bless the people to hold on to the word of God and hold on to faith. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
God.
You can pray.
Almighty God, we are here asking you your blessing to send upon us. Lord, we are going through trying times now. But, Father, we know that you rule heaven and earth. And by your stripes we are healed from our pains and our suffering. While the enemy is real dead now, they have taken over as they think. But, oh God, you are mighty God. You can do all things. All things that come from you are good things, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the things that you've done, you're doing, and we know what you're going to do. God, bless those in consecration. Bless those in the nursing home, hospital. Wherever, Lord, you are needed there. You need it everywhere. You are mercy, God, and a loving God. Lord, remember our militaries. Remember our friends who are facing these serious service, Lord. They're asking you to guide those surgeons. Guide their mind, their hand, their instrument. We know that you're there.
Thank you,
Lord, have mercy on our country. You know what we're facing. But, Lord, you are able to control that. We have your words to stand upon. Lord, you said you would never leave us. You said you would never forsake us. We can stand and believe that what you're going to do, Lord. Just have mercy upon mankind. Have mercy on my family and my friends, Lord. We are all standing in your need. We are needing prayer everywhere, Lord. Just come by just a little while. You don't have to stay long. But just come by and show us your mercy. We know that you have it. We know you're untiring. We know that your time is not limited. You are merciful, God, to everybody, Lord. Lord, help us to keep going on, to carry on your name. Lord, just help us to realize that you are our Father. And, Lord,
yes.
Just take care of those who are suffering tonight in various ways. You know their need, and you know how to control that. Lord, we're asking you just to continue to seal our mind on thee. Just keep our mind on you. That's who we are looking for, Father, to the eternity. Lord, have mercy upon mankind. In your blessed name, amen.
Mother McCormick?
Praise the Lord.
Is that Mother McCormick on the line?
Yeah. I was trying to move because I got the washing machine on it, making all that noise. Wait a minute.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sorry about that. Okay. Father God, in the precious name of Jesus, Lord, we come this afternoon. Father, we come just giving glory and honor to you today, Lord. Father, we come, Lord, just thanking you, God, for all what you have done for your people, Father. Lord, we ask you to look down on the youth right now, Father God. Lord, you see and you know all things about them, Lord. You know what they stand in the need of. Father, we pray that you will just give them strength, Father, to carry on, God. And though that saved, God, continue, Lord, to strengthen them, Father. And let them know, God, that you are right there beside them, Father. Let them know, God, that you are God that said in your word you will never leave them nor forsake them, Father. Give them that strength to carry on and to be what you will have them to be, Father. Help them to look to you at all times, Father. Continue, Lord God, to open up their understanding to your word and help them to be what you will have them to be. Oh, Heavenly Father, we know that without you, Lord, they could do nothing, Father. They can't even walk without you holding their hands, Father God. But we pray, Father God, that you, Lord God, will lift their spirits up, Lord, because we know sometimes they may be down and out in different situations that they may be going through. But we know, Heavenly Father God, that you are able to build them up on every side, Father. Oh, God, we ask you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord God, will just give them the mind to seek you more than ever before, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we pray for those that's not saved on tonight, God. And we pray that they will realize, Heavenly Father God, that the answer is in you tonight, Father. The answer is in you, that whatever their situation, whatever their problem might be, that you are the one that's able to open up that door and make that way for them and let them realize, Heavenly Father God, that you told us in the word, God, to look to you and call on your name in a time of trouble, and you would deliver us out of all our trouble, Father God. Realize, Lord, sometimes there may be somebody that have a child or there may be somebody that's alone somewhere, Lord, but feel like they can't make it. But, God, let them know, Heavenly Father, that you'll be their comfort keeper, Lord God. You'll be the one that's able to give them that love. Let them fall down and give look to you, Lord God, and call on your name, God, that you will just put that desire in their life, Lord God, to let them know, Heavenly Father, that you'll be closer. You'll be there closer to them than a brother, Heavenly Father. So, God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would just continue to pour your love out on your people everywhere, Father God, and take them higher in your word, God, and help them to keep their minds focused, calling on your name, Jesus, because we know there's nothing too hard that you can do, Lord. We know that you sent your word to heal and deliver your people, Lord God, from all the destruction, Lord God. And so, God, we pray, Lord God, for the young people right now, Lord God, that are those that's in school, those that's trying to go through school, those that may be going through some school problems and feel like they just don't know what to do about the situation. Let them know, Heavenly Father God, that you're able to give them that knowledge. You're able to give them that wisdom and that revelation, that understanding, that they could be able to know how to do the things that they need to do as they go forward in their walk of life, God. Father God, we just want to say thank you right now, God. And Father, we bind up anything that's not like you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that's coming around, that's trying to do things to the young people, that's trying to keep them from being real, trying to keep them from being able to stand and to do right in these days and time, Lord God. We bind up this spirit right now in the name of Jesus, and we plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy now that tries to keep them from going forth to lifting up your name tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we pray right now that you will ever, Lord, help them to hold on. Help them to keep believing, God, that you are the author and the finish of their faith, that whatever they need, help them to keep their eyes focused on you, Lord, at all times, no matter what come or go. Let them know, Heavenly Father, that you are the author. You are the finish of their faith, and you are their strength. You are their joy. You are their peace. You are everything that need on tonight, Father. If they just humble themselves down to seek your face, call on your name, God, you will supply their every needs, God. You said in your word you will supply our needs, God. And, God, we thank you for it right now in the name of Jesus. We give honor and glory to you right now, Father. And we pray for these young people. We pray for them right now, God, because they need help out here, God. They need some help, God. And you're the only one to help them in a day and time like this. So, God, we just want to say thank you for it, God. We just want to give you glory and honor because we know this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So, God, we pray, God, that people, Lord God, will look to you when they wake up in the morning, when they wake up first thing in the morning, realize that you the one that made that day. You the one that opened up their eyes. You the one that made them walk. You the one that gave them the strength to be able to do the thing that they have to do. It ain't nothing that they did, but it's all coming from Jesus Christ. It's all coming from our Heavenly Father. So, God, we thank you for it right now, God. We ask you to continue to strengthen, continue to deliver, and continue to set free in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Bless the Lord. Father, we do thank you tonight, glory to God, for the families and for those that are single, those that are married, those that are challenged, even through this holiday time because financial difficulties or situations, some have lost their homes and some, glory to God, have lost loved ones. Some others, glory to God, are struggling through financial situations, trying to meet the mortgage or trying to pay the rent or just trying to keep food on the table. God, I'm praying encouragement. I pray, glory, our door be open. I'm praying, God, for you to bless and prove yourself in the midst of the situation. God, I'm praying for even hearts to be touched, to even bless them in the name of Jesus. God, we're praying for families to come together. Even, glory to God, there's so much division in the house with father against daughter or son or mother against daughter or son. It's so much chaos. Some, glory to God, are just struggling, glory, are just trying to keep the family together. God, even some are going through with their children. Some are going through with their parents. But, God, you are a healer and you are a deliverer. There is nothing too hard for you. So, God, we ask you, Lord God, to touch and minister and move
in a miraculous way in the name of Jesus. Touch, glory to God, that those, glory to God, that are standing in need of those promises, standing in need of a change, that you'll bless those that are single and looking for a spouse or want a spouse, go out there, will wait on them, that you will bless, and God, you encourage their heart. God, they pray that they'll draw nigh closer to you. God, we're praying for provisions to be made. God, we pray for some supernatural things to take place, especially in the body of Christ, but even for those that are less fortunate. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the charities. I thank you for those, glory to God, that hearts are being touched to pour into others. But I pray most of all for their salvation and also for them to trust you in the midst of the situation. And for some, glory to God, that we need to even share the word. God, we're praying the word and also the provisions of those things that we can have tangible to even, glory to God, contribute. But I pray, God, that you will encourage them to stand fast. I bind up the spirit of the enemy that caused so many, that's causing murder in their families, or causing situations to occur where some are causing suicide because they lost a job or they lost this or lost that, and some go to God taking the liberty just to take the rest of the family out because they don't see a way out. But I cancel that assignment. We bind it up, take authority, plead the blood of Jesus. We pray that they should live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. We're praying for a new day. We're praying for hope. We're praying, glory to God, for those, glory to God, that are even little ones that are waiting, glory to God, for a present, glory to God, for to be on a tree or whether just being passed to them or somebody be thought of or just being able to show love. God, I'm praying, glory to God, touch hearts right now that there will be a change. And that, glory to God, those ones will not be left out this year in the name of Jesus. That every one of us, I have to always remember, glory to God, Jesus is the reason for the season, especially those in the body of Christ. And God, I'm praying for ears to come open, eyes to come open, and glory to God, even for some of those that are in the body of Christ, they can have provisions being made for to help others, glory to God. Don't let them shut their mouths against the other one. Don't let them forget about, glory to God, the great God that served, that God has blessed us, and glory to God, what God calls us to serve and calls us to even sometimes have to give out of our need. But even for us, glory to God, to think of others, hallelujah, we're praying right now that you just touch and that you just move in a miraculous way. We're praying for the love of God to be poured and shed abroad in the name of Jesus. We bless you, glory to God, as you're blessing these homes and blessing these marriages. Bless, glory to God, for these husbands and wives, hallelujah, they will take time to hear one another and, glory to God, come to the table together and reason together and, glory to God, especially in the body, that they will cast the cares upon the Lord and not just have their own way and their own ideas and analyzing this and that, and it worked last year, it worked the year before, you might want to do something different this time. We're praying, glory to God, that they will have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. We're praying for encouragement. We're praying, God, that you will strengthen them, that you will bless them, that, glory to God, their children can be looked upon them as mentors, and they'll be able to have time not to be working and going to school and running to the ball game and running to this and doing all the community business and all the other things, that they forget, glory to God, how to build the house, to build a family. God, we are praying, glory to God, that everybody, one won't be in the room texting, the other one looking at Netflix, and the other one over here on the computer, the other one watching TV. God, we're praying for a coming together in the body. Also, glory to God, for those that even in the ones that are trying to live morally good until they come into the knowledge that a change be taking place, so the enemy won't come in through the internet and all these other things, other avenues and other ways, and bullying and other spirits provoking them at school or other things, glory to God, are happening in the life or on the job or whatever, that's pulling at their spirits and so forth to keep them from being able to be in a place to be focused. God, I pray right now for healing for the families. I pray for an awareness. I pray for ear open. I pray for step back a minute and breathe and look over to God and smell the roses, but also take inventory. What's going on in the house? What's going on around them? What's going on over in their lives? Even those that are hurting and going through and disappointed, because so many people that are married, hallelujah, they want to be single again. And some of the ones go back, they don't really want to be single, but they're hurting because of the mate is not there for them, and the mate is not encouraging them. The mate, glory to God, is stepping out on them. The mate, glory to God, hallelujah, is a workaholic and may not be with another woman or another man. But glory to God, other things have become centered in their lives. I pray, glory to God, for change. I pray for an awakening for those families. I pray for the children that's looking for the love, and they want, glory to God, their families, glory to God, and their mothers and fathers, hallelujah, whichever one's in the house or all, or whoever the guardian is there, show them some attention, show them some love, encourage them, speak into their lives, encourage them, give them some guidance, and don't let the child be the one that's ruling the house. In the name of Jesus. God, we just pray. We just pray for a change in the families. We just pray for encouragement. We pray for enlightenment. We just thank you for those that are striving, those, glory to God, that are trying to be an example, stripping them that they don't let go and they don't compromise and they don't turn around. But, God, I pray, glory to God, you put it together. Let them know that it's worth fighting for. God, I pray, glory to God, for patience. I pray for love. I pray for the word. I pray, glory to God, for letting go and letting God. Hallelujah. Being so anxious, glory to God, to try to fix some things, glory to God, sometimes to make the wrong decision at the wrong time. So, God, I just pray, glory to God, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would encourage, that you would build them. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. I believe Pastor Bird has joined us. If she has, I pray that she will pray for our leaders in the nation. And if she give it to you on the body of Christ, see, for the leaders in the nation. And for our government, for our president right now, however the Lord directs you on that, praise the Lord.
Father, in the precious name of Jesus, we come boldly now to your throne of grace. And God, we ask you for mercy. We thank you, God, for who you are, God. We thank you for all you do. And we thank you, Father God, that you rule and you reign. You are in charge of everything. And everything that pertains to us for goodness and godliness. God, we do lift up the leaders of our nation to you right now in the name of Jesus. God, help us not to be discouraged. Help us to not be dismayed, but to keep our focus and eyes on you. For you are the ones that put leaders in position, and you, God, is the one that can take them from position. So we lift up the President of the United States to you right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that he would be a man after your own heart. I don't care what it looked like. I don't even care what he's doing now, God. But I am praying that you would begin to draw him to yourself, Father God, so that he will know who you are, Father God, that he will look to you for all decisions that he make in the name of Jesus. God, for all of these people right now, Father God, that he's putting in position. And God, he's putting these folk in position. He's not even seeking your face or your advice upon things. But God, we know that we serve a God of justice. We serve a God who can turn things around just like that. But we're believing you, Father God, that you tied up the hands of the enemy now in Jesus' name, that they will not be able to make decisions, Father God, that's not good for the people, that they will not be able to make decisions, Father God, that will get us in a place of the world retaliating against us. But God, they will come to a place of recognizing that you are God, and above you there are none other. We destroy the works of the enemy now, Father God, even that have been put in place in the precious name of Jesus. Father God, we pray for those men that's in office. We don't care what background they come from. We don't care if they're supremacists. We don't even care, God, the color or any other thing, because you are still God, and you got us in the palm of your hand. So we pray for them to do the best job that they can do, God, in the name of Jesus. And for Congress, the House of Representatives, for all of the judges that will be in place, Father God, for the senators and all of those that have charge over us, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, that this will not be another administration with business as usual. But, God, they will have an awakening, Father God, that they will awake from their sleep, God, and know that there is a better way, that they will seek you, Father God. They will seek your face, seek your direction, God, for the running of this country. So, Father, we pray for them. We vest them in the Holy Ghost, dear God. And we say that they will not lean to their own understanding, but in all of their ways, God, they will acknowledge you, and you would direct their paths. So, Father God, you have your way, dear God. God, we love you because you first loved us. And, God, we know that we are that country that prays, Father God. And since we pray, dear God, the prayers of the righteous avail much. So we bless that new cabinet now, starting with the president, vice president, coming all the way down to our state and local people now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they would do what's best for this country. We're asking for a complete turnaround, God, so that people will have jobs, so that people, children will be safe when they go to schools, dear God, so that young black men will be protected, God, as they ride in their cars or whatever else they're doing without fear of retaliation, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you commanded us to love one another. And when we begin to love as Jesus loved, we won't see color. There won't be division, dear God. We'll all be on one accord, and it will be for our best. So, God, we come against hatred, racism, and any other thing in its raw stage now, God, in Jesus' name. And we say, God, that you would touch the heart of men, that you would turn them around, turn them back to you, Father God, so that we can live peaceful lives, so that we can live, Father God, black and white and brown, yellow, being in the same community, God, being in the same schools, being on the same jobs, God, that each one will live with respect and love and not being treated indifferently because of the color of their skin, dear God, or any other thing. So, God, we're just believing you for unity for the United States of America. But, God, while we're getting in position, and, God, we know that there are many more things to come before that happen, I pray that the church will not be moved by what they see, but we're going to be moved from every word that proceeds out of your mouth. We're not going to get caught up in the he say and she say, and that's what they are doing. Oh, God, we're going to stand firmly rooted and planted and grounded in your word, God, because you said in your word, God, that one could put 1,000 to flight and 10 could put 10,000 to flight. So, God, we're believing that when your church come together in oneness and unity, and when we come together and pray, we're going to establish and decree some things, and it shall come to pass. So, God, I lift up the body of Christ. I say strengthen us, God, and bring us together. Tear down those walls of denomination, Father God, and that spirit of tradition that run from one to another. Help us, God, to hear from you. Make our own path that you've set before us. I know Mama and them did it that way, and I know that the others did it that way, but help us to have a fresh word from God. God, you said that we could not put new wine in old wineskins, and we keep trying to do it. But, God, I'm praying that the body of Christ going to come to another place. We're going to come to that place that we're going to hear you, Father God. And whatever you say, do, that's what we're going to do. We don't care about being popular. We don't care about being liked. We don't even care about being talked about. But one thing is for sure. We want to be called Christians. We want to be called followers of Christ. We want to be called the righteous. So, God, start with your body, Father God. Come in and circumcise our hearts, God, that we love one another. How can we talk about the world loving each other when we are disjointed, dear God? We won't come together as one. So I'm praying for the body of Christ now to rise up and take its position. Get on the wall. Sound the alarm. Let people know that God's people are still praying, that we're still in position, and we are not moved by what we see. We're not moved what's going on in this country right now. We are established and grounded in your word. So, Father, keep us healed, keep us whole, keep us delivered. And, God, yes, bless your people financially, Father God. Because we are the head and not the tail, above only God and never beneath. We are the lenders and not the borrowers, dear God. Establish that in your church, Father God, so that we are not tossed to and fro with every other doctrine. When people saying, get your miracle over here, get your miracle there. You can get money by doing this and money by doing that. God, you are our provider. and you provide everything that we need richly, dear God. You are our source of everything, Father God. And help us to come to that place, God, of total surrender to you. Help us to come to that place, God, where our ears are so keen, tuned it, God, that we're going to cast out every voice that's not of yours. For you said that your sheep know your voice, and the voice of a stranger they would not follow. Help us to be trendsetters, God, and not followers. Help us to be the leaders of this country by prayer. We ain't got to be in the spotlight. We don't have to be the one that people see. But, God, we can be behind the scenes and running this country by the prayers of the righteous coming forth before you. So, Father God, we do love you and we trust you, Father God. And we come and cast every concern upon you, God, because you care for us. And, God, we're believing you for a change. We're believing you for deliverance. We're believing you for total freedom for all the people, dear God. And most of all, we want to establish the kingdom of God right here in the earth, Father God, by how we live, by being that example, by how we pray, by how we seek your face, dear God, by how we act in times of trouble. Help us, God, to be that mirror that people can look at and see God. Oh, God, we praise you. We love you. Come against any discord now. Among your people, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us to all be united now for the greater cause. And it's all about you and all about your kingdom. It is not about us. We don't have any long ranges, Father God, because everything we do is for the kingdom. It is for the greatest call, not to try to make myself look big or trying to always boast up somebody else. But help us to boast up Jesus, Father God, being in our position, doing what you called us to do, because each of us is important because you called us and you appointed us and you put us in places of authority. You put us in places of position. You put us in places of just being a servant. Whatever place you placed us in, help us to do it for your glory, Father God, because in your sight, we're all the same size. So, Father God, we do bless you and we thank you today. And we thank you for our sisters, God, who have come together today. I pray that each one be blessed, having a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Praying, God, that whatever they desire, whatever their heart desire, God, that you would give it to them. Because, God, there's nothing missing or nothing broken in you, Father God. It's always yes and amen. So I bless them now. I bless their household. I bless their children. I bless everything they have, God. They're going to be blessed coming in, blessed going out in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you. We love you. And we give you glory. And we put you first in our lives, first over our situations and problems, first over everything. And, God, we thank you for choosing us in yourself before the foundation of the world. And most of all, God, we thank you for where we are right now. We're just where you wanted us to be at this time. And Father, if we've missed you in any way, we ask that you make it up to, that we make it up to you, Father God, that you show us where we've erred, dear God, so that we can get it straight, forgiving us of every sin, known, unknown, secret sins, sins of omission and commission, so that we can be used in these last days like never before. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hello?
Max and Sister Noon to pray for the military and pray for the police. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sister Noon? Alicia, she's not online, or not unless you got a phone on mute. Alicia,
praise God, hallelujah. Sorry, I had to get to my phone. I was away from
for the military and for the police, for whatever got placed in your spirit right now, for the covering and for the situation that's going on. However, God bless in between the two of those.
Okay. For the military and the public. Father God, we thank you and praise you, Lord God, for this day, life, health, and strength. I pray, Lord God, for the military and the police right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I pray, God, for those that are fighting right now, not only, well, just for those, God, that are fighting in foreign lands in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for their protection. I pray, Lord God, that you will give those, God, that are senior in command in the name of Jesus, the wisdom and knowledge of what to do and how to do in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that you will even deal with those, God, that are here in the United States that are having to send out the command, Father, from the offices here and not really understanding the battlefront of what's going on in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you give them the wisdom and knowledge and give them get the things, God, that are necessary, God, for the military, God, that they can be able to accomplish their mission in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for our guys, God, also, God, that it will work, that we will all work together in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for even the ones, God, the insurgents, God, that we are coming up against. I pray, Father God, that they're even within their own command system, God, that things will just begin to become confused for them, God, that things will begin to fall apart in the name of Jesus. As we are already hearing at times on the news, some of them are even fleeing in the middle of the battle. So, God, I pray, God, that you continue to tear down the strongholds, God, of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those of us, our soldiers, God, our brothers and sisters in Christ that are over there that are fighting in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, for a blood covering over their lives in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those, God, that are not saved, God, that they will come to the knowledge of salvation in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those, God, that are being caught in the middle, God, the civilians, in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that you will give them refuges. Help them, Lord God, to get into a place of safety. I pray, God, for the humanitarians, God, that they will step in as well and to be able to help. And I pray also, God, that the people, God, will even have wisdom that will try to come in to help. I thank you, Lord God, for giving so many people that heart of compassion and the boldness and the ability to be able to do so. But, Lord God, I pray, God, that they also be obedient not only to your word but also what is being one that pay attention to what's going on around them in the name of Jesus. God, that they don't step out, God, too soon in the name of Jesus. So, God, I pray, God, for your blood covering with them as well. I pray, Lord God, for those of us, God, we may not be able to go and be able to help, but, God, even, God, for us to be able to give in one way or another, and even on tonight, God, even being able to pray for them in the name of Jesus, God, that we do our part in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that even for our United States government and trying to hear and understand and what to do, God, with the refugees, God, even I don't know what's best, but, God, you know. And I pray, God, that you will give us instruction and give us the right direction and what to do. And those, God, that don't mean us any good, then I pray, God, that you will cause them, God, to be exposed, God, before any harm comes against our nation or any of our other nations in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for our police officers. I pray, God, well, God, I thank you, first off, God, that you bless us for people to do this as well as with the military, God, that bless you to be able to put on that uniform to protect and to serve in the name of Jesus. God, that every day they're laying their life on the line, not knowing when they leave their home, if they're going to be able to return back safely. I pray, Lord God, that you continue to watch over them, protect them. I pray, God, that you bless their families, God, and you watch over them and protect them as well in the name of Jesus, as well as their children, God. This for the military as well as for our police officers, all of our emergency service personnel, Father, for when children, God, they know that their parent has left home and don't know when they get home that afternoon if mom and dad are going to be able to also make it in with no hurt, harm, or danger as well. I pray, God, for your protection. I pray, God, for your blood covering. I pray, God, for peace of mind, God, even for the family and comfort them. And for so many, God, who already have lost loved ones in the heat of the battle, God, for whatever, whether it was here on domestic or foreign land in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, I also pray, God, for our police officers. There's some of them, God, they got on the uniform, but as we said before, the uniform is not what makes the man. It's the man that's in the uniform in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I pray, God, that you allow those, God, that have the passion and desire to actually protect and to serve. God, that you give them the wisdom and what to do and how to do. And those, God, that are just wanting to be able to say they are above the law, just to be able to say they got a gun and a badge, I pray in the name of Jesus, God, that those people will be exposed. I pray, Lord God, that our brothers and sisters in blue, God, will be able to stand forward and step up and stand forward and say, look, this one right here has some type of issue or this is going on that makes it where it's not right for us to have him on the battlefield in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord God, that we realize that it's not just whistleblowing that's evil in the name of Jesus, but that is good at times, and so that way that people, others can be protected and that the people can really be protected and served in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that even for the court cases now that is going out there for our police officers, God, that whom we supposed to trust have gone and murdered and killed those unarmed men and women in the name of Jesus. True enough, some of them may have started off wrong and didn't obey some of the laws, but the force was just was too much in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that justice will prevail in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord God, that you will begin to clean house and put things in order in the name of Jesus. And God, I just give you the honor, the glory, and the praise for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do within our government. And God, I even now as the trial is going forth for the nine, God, that were lost in that Charleston church by that other young man, got his name. But Lord God, you know the situation. I pray, God, that justice prevail in the name of Jesus. Even as the jurors are hearing the testimonies and how he's even talking about the killings that he's committed in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that I'm praying, Lord God, that they find him guilty because he was guilty of what he did in the name of Jesus. And I pray, God, that we as a people, God, will wake up and see and recognize what is going on. There's a lot of us we do see, but there are so many of us who just got their eyes wide shut in the name of Jesus. I pray, God, that they understand and see what is going on. And, Lord God, that we can have unity in this world in the name of Jesus. So, Lord God, I just thank and praise you for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise God. I thank the Lord for the power of the anointing for those that will call upon to intercede and to pray and to cover, glory to God, the different things that are going on. And we want to pray, glory to God, one more prayer, and that is a prayer. We'll cover that when we pray the prayer requests, and that's concerning the attack on sickness and diseases that are coming up. It's all across the land, but in the body of Christ is unreal, but somehow the enemy has infiltrated, glory to God, across the lines. But some doors have been opened, and some things is beyond our control, and some things are just the enemy. But we're praying, God, for healing and deliverance. At this time, I do thank the Lord for each one of you. I pray so fervently, so powerful of those, whatever was assigned to you to pray, and we're believing, God, those prayers are going to be answered, and God going to move, and we're going to keep persevering until we see the manifestation and still give God glory in the midst of the challenges and the things that we have, because we got to hold on to our joy and hold on to our peace in the name of Jesus. Thank God for mercy and grace and his love. So right now we're going to open all the lines for prayer requests, and we're going to take those requests, and after we do those requests, we're going to also cover for just for those people that are for prayer, been attacked with different types of vexing, different kind of diseases or sickness or whatever, and just cover all that at once. So anyone have a prayer request or either praise report, we're going to take those now. And I put one in for myself and whatever. I'm believing the Lord has been a challenge today with attack on sinus and a little bit of respiratory. So I don't know if it's bronchitis or not, but we'll try to get that checked because it's been going on for almost a week, but it's really got a little difficult in the last couple of days or so. But God still say, you know, be on my post tonight. So I'm just asking for you all to cover me in prayer. I'm going to go and have a check tomorrow, see if there's something to, as we pray, to block it, but pray God's blessing that if there is something that I need to take, just go ahead and knock that out. But tomorrow in the morning for to the doctor. But I thank God, glory to God, for the power of his anointing. We believe in God in advance already that it is well. So that's my prayer request for me. And so in the meantime, also pray for this is the Friday for the move. I'm in transition into the apartment, but pray for those that are going to assist and help and for the finances and for everything to be in place and no injury, and also for the weather to be you know, tolerable for us to be able to do what we need to do. And so anyone else out there have a prayer request, we have the mics open now, so just, you can speak your request. Leave the mic open? Okay. Let me see. Anybody can hear me? Okay, yeah. Good heaven. Okay, so there's no requests tonight. We're just mine. Okay.
Hallelujah. We praise you. We give you glory. And we lift up our sister to you tonight. God, she's wonderfully and fearfully made in your image and in your likeness. She's a woman, Father God, that stands in the gap for many. She's the one that prays without ceasing. She's the one that's always on her post and position. And we lift her up to you tonight, God. Every request, God, every need in her life being met right now in the name of Jesus. We speak to that body, and we say that that body is healed and whole in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
We come against every sickness and disease, everything that come up against that body in Jesus' name got to cease in the name of Jesus. We come against respiratory problems. We come against joint problems. We come against any name that's named, God. The spirit of infirmity got to loosen her and let her go because of the race, God, that she has to run. And the devil would not come in and steal her joy now in Jesus' name. We say that she's covered by the blood of Jesus, from the crown of her head, God, to the crowns of her feet. And that body, Father God, got to line up with your word now. Every
yes.
organ in that body, every blood vessel, every vein, everything in that body now got to line up with your word, that decree and declare that by your stripes she is already healed. So we thank you that she walk in wholeness and she walk in healness now in the name of Jesus. Father, you said that you would give us the desires of our hearts. And we know, Father God, without a doubt, that she's prayed and she's asked for her own place, God, and you've blessed her with that. God, we know that this is just the starting point, because you know she have a desire for another place. But God, we thank you for opening up this door now in the name of Jesus, so that she'll be able, Father God, to be in her own place. And God, we're saying that everything that she needs just gonna fall in place just like that. Nothing missing. Nothing broken from the people that got to move her. Oh, God, we're calling them out from the darkness, wherever they're at, wherever they are hiding, to get in line and be in there for this woman of God so that when she moves, she ain't got to worry about who's going to help me do this or who's going to help me do that. God, you just going to send them. And they going to move her in there without breaking up anything or tearing up anything, without being late or the other thing, Father God. So we ask that they be in position now in the name of Jesus. God, finances. Oh, God, you said we're the head and not the tail. God, you said that you own the cattle on 1,000 here. God, you said that we can just ask and it shall be done. Father, you said if we seek you, we're going to find you. And God, that's in everything in our lives. So we thank you that every need is met, nothing broken, every need is met. Those finances got to get in line, that's what you need. But God, we know that you are more than enough. So we're asking for that overflow, God. We're asking for that cup to run over now in the name of Jesus. Bless my sister, Father God. Bless her for the ones that she's blessed. Bless her, Father God, for those that she stood in the gap for. Bless her for those that she's prayed for without ceasing. Oh, God, she's going to pray till something happen. And God, the same words, same encouragement. Everything that she has placed out, I say it, go back now or double for. For this is her season, God. This is her time to be blessed. This is her time to come to the top and not be at the bottom. This is her time, Father God, that the page now is going to turn in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I know that you love her because we love her. And we thank you, Father God, that you've brought us along beside her to do the works of the kingdom. And so now we're believing you for increase. Increase in her finances, God. We're believing you double for our trouble, dear God. For every time that she stayed up at night to pray with somebody, double for her trouble. And we're saying that the finances, God, is just going to start coming in from places that she wasn't even expecting. You're a miracle working God. You don't work out of ordinary. You don't work out of time. You are time. So we're asking now in the name of Jesus that every request that my sister have, everything that will come out of mouth, every need that she have is met in you right now in the name of Jesus. We believe it and we stand on it. And God, we stand with her in this time of transition now in the name of Jesus. And we bless her and we thank you for her. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you so much for the power of prayer, and thank God for that. I do receive, and thank God for those that are touching and agreeing with it. We thank God that he's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. If there's no more prayer requests, I do want you to keep Pastor Tweedy. You talked to her just before time for the prayer tonight, maybe about 30 minutes before, and she had did a conference this weekend, but then she said she was sick all day yesterday and part of the day. So just be praying for her that the Lord will bless and touch and deliver her. Thank God she is feeling better, but whatever the attack was because of what God has called her to do, we cancel those assignments. We know in these last days and the time that we're standing in righteousness and holiness and doing the kingdom work, that the attacks will come, but we all know that we are covered under the blood and this too shall pass. So we're thanking God for deliverance and healing her and pray your continued blessings upon the prayer warriors, as my sister already prayed, the blessings upon the anointed vessels. Keep us covered and our children and through this holiday time. In Jesus' name we pray that you always be the reason for every season. In Jesus' name, amen. We bless the Lord for you all tonight and for the power of prayer, for the anointing. And I thank God, glory to God, for what he's done and doing. And thank God that he placed in my spirit the press and pursuit to come on and be online tonight, because truly my heart has been blessed and for the prayers that went forth, and I've received my blessing and my healing. And we believe in God for a great report. And we will be still coming on for the prayer on the Monday night, but the fourth night service for Sunday, I hadn't heard from them. I don't know whether we'll be doing it because it's right after Christmas, whether we will have any speakers for that time. But until you tell us different about the prayer, we will have prayer next Monday night. The blessings of the Lord, that added Richard, make it no sorrow. Pray God's blessings upon you, and pray God's and continue to bring increase and overflow and anointing, healing, and deliverance, and stir up the fire and the word on the inside of you all, and let him use you all to the fullest capacity to bring forth, glory God, all the great and mighty things he wants to do inside of those vessels that expand in the kingdom. We thank God for his love and his mercy, and that we continue to love on one another. Amen. And pray for Sister Kincaid's brother, too, that they're saying that means the last phase of whatever he's going through. So with the cancer, with his bones, but you know God has the last say, so he's a miracle already as it is, but we know God has the last say, so we pray for them and pray for encouragement for her as well. And so we thank the Lord for all that he's done. He's doing so many marvelous and wonderful things. We cannot give him enough praise and enough glory and honor. So we're going to hold on to the power of faith and the power of prayer and his anointing. So we're going to say goodnight and shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Praise God for the power of his anointing. Did I leave out anything? Okay, all is well. Everybody's dropping so good. We say goodnight. Thank you, Lord.
Goodnight.
Goodnight, darling. Call me if you need to.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you.